And that's a notion I want to think more about, so that we can get clear on the distinction between what we're talking about and so-called, self-development or growth, that kind of self-help healing industry products. Everything Prince did required enormous courage. Add to this 30 years of torture by EMF, forcing him into a state of hyper-awareness, of continuous threat, of being aimed at constantly, making his road our treasure, creating such a rich legacy for us, making his road so hard, compensating him, quote unquote, these power guys did, for the gifts he shared with pain and suffering his whole life. And then, now, insults to the last, they attempt to trash him yet again, this time with lies about his supposed inability to bear pain, the pain itself a fabrication to cover up the real pain they'd been dishing out to him for decades. Prince came, if we can judge by what he gave, to feel and express our common pain from living in a social construction in which we have no intrinsic value. That was his whole point. And the whole point of his being a threat to power, he exposed the pain, the wounds of class, exposed them to our conscious scrutiny and analysis so that we could begin figuring out what to do. He is an inestimable asset in our fight for freedom. His goal, churn pain to joy, frozen to vital. The transformation of a cruel, cruel world, a dead world, to living manifestations of love. Love equals life. The idea that he would run from pain is ludicrous. He did not run from pain. He transformed it to love. That they want to hang that crooked story on him is hideous. He expressed for us what has been suppressed. He wanted to be the antidote to the cold despair. And what he didn't put into words, his guitar spoke. He took in all the pain and all the intense feeling and expressed it for us, both so we could take a look at it and so we would not feel so alone. He became the voice of the silence around him, that which is never spoken but unconsciously felt, or consciously felt but never spoken because it's speech sanctioned by power. And therefore, that which has been silenced by the system, because authentic assessment of the system would challenge its legitimacy. It perpetuates itself by keeping us from looking honestly, honestly at our true, our deep feelings. Considering his many gifts defines for us true wealth, necessarily raises the question of our right to happiness, to live in our gifts without being molested. The gifts to us of his music, his poetry and analysis, his love is incalculable. We'll be making liberal use of them from now on. Thank you, my love.